Here's Ted Kennedy. President Bush needs the approval of Congress before, not after, he goes to war in the Persian Gulf. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, whatever your views about the wisdom of President Bush's action in the Persian Gulf, even you have to admit that the president can't constitutionally take the country into war on his own. He has to get approval from Congress in advance. The Founding Fathers wrote that requirement into the Constitution for good reason: to prevent presidents from unilaterally taking the country into ill-advised wars that the American people don't support. No one denies that President Bush has the power to respond to an attack by Iraq or any other legitimate provocation, but the Constitution is crystal clear that he has no authority to go to war in the circumstances that prevail at the present. Don't put your head in the sand, Al. If President Bush wants war, tell him he has to ask Congress first, not just the UN.
Ted, you're the one with your head often buried. Been down in there for years. Stand up tall, Padna, and shake the sand off. Bush doesn't want war in the Persian Gulf, only the media seems to. He is striving to preserve peace, contain and box up Saddam Hussein, and do all possible to get the release of the sadly named American guests. Ted, the president is not some sinister villain working evilly to rewrite the Constitution. From the beginning, the White House has been very upfront and honest. If circumstances in the Gulf do escalate, Congress will be the first to know. If hostilities do break out, Congress is free to come right back and pull the plug. But let's remember that another past Congress was perfectly willing to let another madman, Adolf Hitler, conquer all of Europe without it lifting a finger. Instead of helping prevent war, Congress stood by until Hitler declared war on us. Think of the millions who might have been living today if Congress had simply not buried its head. Are you really willing to let that tragedy happen again, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.